This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Now, a story that really, well, it has nothing at all to do with this election, except maybe that it might fall under the heading of comfort food, because 2016, am I right? There is a growing community of home chefs who are using the internet to help sell their food. In this case, an entrepreneur in South Los Angeles who sells meals through Instagram. David Weinberg spent some time with a guy known as Mr. Fries Man.
To get my hands on Mr. Fries Man's French fries, I called the number posted on his Instagram account and placed an order. And then I got a text instructing me to drive to a parking lot in Gardena, a city that borders Los Angeles to the south. Park near the wall, the text said, and look for a gray Pontiac Grand Prix. I pulled into the lot, saw the Grand Prix, and asked the guy inside the car, "Are you Mr. Fries Man?" He nodded and then reached into the back seat and pulled out a styrofoam container with my name written on it. This was the first time I'd ever bought French fries from a guy in a parking lot, and I had a lot of questions. Mainly, who is Mr. Fries Man? And it turns out that the guy who handed me my order was not Mr. Fries Man. The real Mr. Fries Man is a guy named Craig Batiste.
My name is Craig. I'm Mr. Fryman. Everybody know that. I say hello.
One of the first things I learned about Batiste was his catchphrase.
Hello.
Which he uses as liberally as the lemon garlic sauce he drizzles on his best-selling menu item.
The most popular one is lemon garlic shrimp.
The business is run out of the small two-bedroom back house where Batiste, his fiancée Dorothy Morales, and their three kids live. Sunday through Thursday, Batiste works at Pepsi, where his shift starts at 3 a.m. After work, he heads straight home and starts cooking. Morales begins prepping at about 6 a.m., and after Batiste posts that day's menu on Instagram, the phone starts ringing.
Mr. Friesman. Okay, is this your first time ordering with us?
The menu changes often, okay, but there are always at least 5 meats and half a dozen sauces available. From these, Batiste makes dozens of combinations.
Buffalo shrimp, buffalo chicken, barbecue bacon ranch chicken, green chili enchiladas, teriyaki pineapple express shrimp fries, and it's not even all of them.
When they started selling fries about 7 months ago, business was slow. But then 2 things happened that changed everything. The first was the hashtag.
I started posting on Instagram, and one of my buddies, Devin, said, "Man, you got to use your hashtags, hashtags. That's going to get the followers up." I said, "Man, I don't believe in that crap." And I started doing it, and then next thing you know, followers started just coming in. I said, "Oh, this is getting serious. Hello."
Craig would post a photo of some fries and add as many as 30 hashtags. Things like fries, best fries, good eats, great eats. And he'd tag foodie celebrities in the photos. As a result, people found him online. Craig also discovered he was part of a community of African-American home chefs who cross-promote each other's food through social media.
We all support each other. We had swap a plate out. "Man, you bring this one, I got this. Man, you take these fries. What fries you want? What plate you want? You got this for the day?" Yeah, it's like a secret society, a food secret society.
And then on Thursday, September 8th, came the second big spike in Batiste's business when a rapper named Nipsey Hussle, who has more than 1 million followers on Instagram, shared one of Mr. Friesman's posts on his feed. Batiste's business took off. Mr. Friesman now has over 36,000 followers on Instagram. An order of fries costs between $11 and $24, depending on the number of toppings. The business averages $700 a day in gross profits. Not bad, considering Batiste has no labor costs. His friend William Barney, for example, helps out for free because he believes in Batiste's vision.
"And we're just all having a good time. I feel like that's what life's about. You're supposed to be doing something that you love doing instead of stressing over things that you have no control over. You only live once. YOLO." Do they still say YOLO?
Batiste isn't making enough to quit his day job, but he's saving up, hoping to someday open his own place or possibly a food truck. Until then, if you want an order of fries, you'll have to drive down to Gardena and meet a guy in a parking lot. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.